marketing idea, but didn't really take it seriously. And it was later in my teenage, I think, when I started visiting on my own diabetic clinics, that I was conscious of the fact that they were full of rather elderly, portly ladies and gentlemen sitting around discussing how many calories there were in three potatoes and things like that. And that wasn't for me. If I wanted potatoes, I had potatoes. And my mother just abandoned the idea of calorie control and the like. And thank God, it seemed to work.
Were you aware that you were breaking the rules?
Vaguely, yes. I had minor feelings of guilt, but not anything that caused me to wake up at night. I was fairly relaxed about it. I suppose it's rather, in a rather macho way, I sort of thought, like, I'm going to lead a normal life and to hell with it, you know, to hell with the consequences. Now, I, not realising at the time in taking that view, which I guess was probably born out of a bit of laziness, a bit of male flexing of the muscles as I grew into a teenager, and a recognition that the regime didn't seem to be doing me much harm. I suppose it was then that I hadn't realised that in later years the quotes normal life, end quotes, became the accepted means of controlling diabetes. And as long as one didn't go completely mad in terms of diet and I guess in terms of exercise and fairly regularly checked blood sugar and adjusted insulin, then the whole thing was a balance between those three things: insulin, diet, activity. And once you got those three things in balance, then you could lead a pretty normal life. And I guess I was more fortunate than other diabetics I'd met, than in terms of being warned well in advance about the onset of